Welcome to Talking Baseball. We're doing MLB prop bets, and we've got an interview with Austin Meadows and Ryan Yarbrough from the Rays. Let's do it. All right, everybody, what's going on? It's Talking Baseball, not a mini episode, a full episode. Thank you for tuning in to all the mini episodes as we go. If you're watching on YouTube, you know exactly what you're looking at. But if you're listening on the podcast app, it is Trevor Plouffe, Jake Storielli, and myself sitting in the RV recording as it rains in Bradenton, Florida.
Gorgeous.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great. We had a great day at, Lecom Field today.
Yeah.
Lecom.
Got to take in the Pirates game against the Red Sox. We had a ton of fun there.
Yeah. What's Lecom stand for?
Ladies, everyone,
it was
can organize materials.
It was something about orthopedic medicine. That's not even a word.
No.
Lehigh Valley Stone Doctors.
It's an acronym for something.
It's an acronym, but we had... Pirates were nice to us. We liked the Pirates, right?
Yeah.
We had a good time, and a lot of wholesome content was had.
That's all we do.
And now we're back on the grind.
We only do. Is this our first time, the three of us, ripping, talking baseball together in a room?
It's a good observation. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
It feels like the thousandth time.
Good job, Jake.
Thank you.
Maybe that's just me. Do you guys feel that?
That's a great observation.
I wouldn't say a thousand.
I feel comfortable here.
We spent a lot of time in RV talking baseball last couple days. We're just doing it with mics on now.
Yeah.
Jimmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Let's take it all down. We've got Big Baby David semi-producing right now, Esposito editing stuff in the corner. We've all been in this RV for a couple days now. Jim, how are you? Give me the breakdown, a breakdown.
My back in the mornings is real bad.
Okay.
I was having back problems before the trip. The RV bed doesn't help.
Yeah.
So I like that we're getting up early, but it's and how cold I am in the morning, plus the back problems, that's been a problem.
Okay.
And then yesterday the sun was brutal. Today was better. Yesterday was the only day. The sun makes me into an angry, miserable person. And yesterday it got to me.
We saw that a little bit yesterday.
I can't help it. I wish I could. I really wish I could, but I can't. I hate just walking around in dripping sweat.
Yes, that's basically what we did yesterday.
Yeah, it was gross.
Trevor?
I'm not going to complain like Jim did over there. I'm having a great time. Got to be honest with you. You know, you guys have heard me say this now, but I'm an RV guy. I grew up doing it, so I'm comfortable in like these tight spaces with everybody. I'm the driver. And last night was a little sketch when we were on our way up here because we left Fort Myers to come into Bradenton last night. I think we left Fort Myers about 9:30, so pitch black outside. We don't have the best headlights on this RV, and the windshield wipers are about a 2 out of 10. And it got a little sketch on that.
I thought we weren't complaining.
Wow. I'm just explaining what happened and kind of pumping myself up.
Yeah.
If you let me finish here.
I overcame the sun.
Yeah.
He overcame the sun. I got us to our destination safely. And like I said, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
We don't care about you.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to baseball.
How are you feeling about your haircut?
I'm okay with it. I think, I got the high and tight fade. Andy Fade hooked it up. It's a special experience. Trevor's getting a little emotional. It's part of being in the show. It's not a part of being
about chasing the high of a haircut.
And, at first it was a little much, just because, my style is normally non-style. That's normally what I'm pushing. I need a little more flip.
I need
my body to go north and south a little more because it's a lot of east and west.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
That when we watched the video back and saw what your hair was doing before.
Yeah.
You look so slovenly. So it really does make you look really good now.
Yeah.
The hard part's tough. I don't think you could ever do that again.
Right.
But the fade looks good.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty good. And my normal trick to a haircut is you want to lose like 5 pounds and then get the haircut. So then it looks like you've really, you've had a full makeover. Right now I'm probably +5. Mm-hmm. So the haircut helps, but it's still not where I'd like to be.
Food reviews at every spring training venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diet. Yeah, that's been a lot. That's been tough for me.
You know what I've, and this takes it back to a little bit of our actual baseball spring training trip. Every spring training, like, I don't think people do what we're doing, where they compare spring training facilities to each other. For, like, for Tampa, the first time I went to a Tampa game for Yankees, I just compared that to Yankee Stadium, and it very spring training. It's, like, less right. than. And even, like, the Pirates today, you compare that to a Pirates game, it's spring training.
Yes.
But when you compare all the spring trainings, you can see, like, oh, the Yankees and the Pirates really lack.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a place for teams to really go all out and just, like, do whatever, you know? And yeah, I mean, the Yankees, that's kind of their thing. They don't need to do that, so they don't do it.
They even sell out every game. The Braves couldn't even sell out their home opener.
Yeah, So, I mean, we had a really good time, you know, at the Twins facility. And they just, they were nice to us, but they also, I think, they do a good job there. It's a nice place to view a game.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the Pirates facility, we'll put the vlog out so everyone can see that. Again, really nice to us. But more of like an old school stadium. It's not, yes. It doesn't have the new amenities. Like, we were sitting on the berm at the Twins game, you know, relaxing.
Should be illegal for a stadium, a spring training stadium, to not have
a
berm.
Yeah, the berm is key.
Yeah.
Big time.
I liked Pittsburgh. I mean, the Braves' new facility, brand spanking new, real nice.
Pittsburgh gets the job done.
I like the Pittsburgh stadium, but the environment around it was kind of tough. What else do we like?
I'm a hard disagree on that. Stadium to me is there's just nothing there.
No.
It's weird because
it's a junior college field. That's what.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The stands, you can, like, usually the clubhouses are underneath the stands.
Right.
Bathrooms, like, they're just like high school where you just see underneath the stands. You can walk underneath them.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy.
Right. Enough about you guys.
Enough about Trev, us.
We have the interview later on, but first, Trev had an idea that we all thought was pretty good, and it was?
Well, since this is the Trevor Plouffe Talking Baseball show of the week. I'm saying something funny here. No, you know, I thought as we approach the season, and there's been a lot in the news about gambling and how it's kind of getting legalized across the country, we could take a look at some of the prop bets, some of the funner ones. There's some that are kind of crazy that you don't want to put any money into, but I think we found some value in some of these future bets for the team, so we'll go over an over that we like, team total wins, and then an under we like for team total wins, and then we're going to peruse the individual award.
The proppers.
We'll talk about, you know, anything that sticks out there, who's going to lead the league in home runs, Cy Young, MVP, stuff like that. But, as we as a country go further and further in on this gambling thing, I think it's important for us to talk about it a little bit. That's pretty impressive.
I agree. Let's take a step back.
Okay.
Because I think we got way too close to baseball there.
Almost got there.
So close.
Okay.
You go to Vegas. What games are you playing? Do you get the gambler's itch?
I haven't been to Vegas in a long time. I'm a card guy, so I love to play poker. But
when you
go to Vegas, it's not about sitting down playing poker.
Right.
It's more like the instant gratification. So blackjack's always great for me. Yeah. I love playing roulette.
Yes.
And I think it's the worst game to play.
Absolutely.
But it's also, like, so fun because you get that, like, you get the ball spinning and people are going crazy. And craps is something that I like to play if I'm with someone that knows what the fuck they're doing. Because I don't.
Right.
I don't. So there's just, you know, it depends. If you're by yourself, blackjack with a group of friends, roulette or craps. That's my take.
Jimmy, you don't get the gambler's itch too much.
No.
No.
Zero much.
Okay.
I'll go to the lowest low blackjack and play that till everyone else is ready to leave.
Play a couple hands, yeah. I get it. I could
see you getting out of hand. That's kind of where I look at you. Yeah,
I've seen him get out of hand.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jake in a roulette table is an ugly, ugly mix. I don't like being around that. It's
give me
sick.
High and low. What's the most you won, most you lost in a single outing?
I've seen him lose. I mean, I don't know. You can throw your own numbers out there.
I'll say 1,000 either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's fucked up is 1,000 winning doesn't feel as good. Or you can't compare wins.
No.
Let me go back and start that over. When you win $1,000, it feels great. But when you lose $1,000, it feels way worse.
Not as good.
Just on a fucking ball.
Just on a ball bouncing. It's real dumb. So, yeah, I give the lame gambling speech. I don't really gamble on sports because I'm the guy that I lose everything.
Okay.
So, like, I normally hate the guy that says that. Like, there'll be a guy that's like, yeah, I don't fight because I'm, like, scared of what I'll do. And you're like, fuck you, dude. You suck. But, no, with gambling, and I think Jimmy can't confirm. But that's why I'm excited to do this.
Let's talk about it.
Who's got the first pick?
Are we going to do over-unders first?
Yeah, let's do the team team total over-under wins. And I think Jim should go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been doing these on the mini episodes, right? Yeah.
A little bit.
These are our best bets.
Check those out.
We haven't been full yet. And I have my under that I wanted to go.
You loved it.
Under first.
Yeah. It's the fucking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hard F.
That was just hard F. It's the Tigers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
It's 56.5. I think they're going to be so bad.
Okay.
Jim, that's a lot of games that you got to lose to get there.
They were the worst team in the history of baseball last year.
Okay.
What were they, 47 wins last
year?
They won
like 47 games last year. They didn't get better. They're actually actively trying to get worse. They brought in some one-year guys, but their hope is to trade them and then just.
We're not a math pod, but how many wins is that? I mean, how many losses? I'm sorry.
105?
You said 57, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 105.
105. Yeah, yeah.
They won
there.
46 games last year, 47 games last year. I think they're going to be worse.
That's not a bad one.
That's not bad. I mean, I see the logic. It's just.
In a division that got better, mind you.
Yeah.
Some would say.
White Sox got better.
Twins. Twins got better with Donaldson. And
lost Gibby, dude. He's our guy.
Friend of the pod. Shout out, Gibb.
Shout out, Gibb.
It's our guy. Indians are going to be sellers this year.
No. I don't hate it. It's like.
I understand
I
the logic.
Take the over.
I understand the logic.
I wouldn't take that over for sure. But I don't. That's.
Like, okay. If they, for some reason, play a bad team like the last week of the season, you could get screwed on that. Because they're.
Yeah, you didn't wow me with that pick.
They're going to get close to that.
That's because I'm not trying to wow you. I'm just trying to make people money.
Hey, okay. Good pick.
Thanks.
Good pick.
All right.
Should we go unders then?
Yeah, give us your under.
My under, it's a team that I realized their fan base isn't going to like me all season. Washington Nationals.
What's the line?
Line was 89.5. Here's my thing.
Okay.
Pitching is so good.
NL East got better. They won the World Series.
Who got better in the NL East?
The Mets stayed the same.
Yeah.
Slash maybe got a little bit better. They won 85 games last year. Phillies got better. They added Wheeler and Gregorius.
Okay.
The Phillies definitely got better. They added Betances or
no, the Mets.
Wheeler.
Mets
added, but the Phillies added Wheeler, Didi. They added some other people.
Someone else. I personally think the Mets are going to be a little better. I think the Braves are young. They're just a really good team. And I just think repeating is so hard to do in this sport.
But there's repeating and there's losing, you know, the over-under.
Right. But, I mean, they were a wild card last year. Their division got better. Scherzer's had injuries the last 2 years, and he just completed his, like, life's mission. Corbin, I mean, he's really good. I don't know what he's a lock for. Strasburg, I mean, he just got paid, and he's, you know. I just think that team is going to come down to earth. And they lost Rendon, who is, like, the core of that lineup who had a special season. So I just think the Nats take a step back. I don't think they're going to be a bad ball team, but I just don't see them. You know, I think they're 84, 85, 86.
Okay. I think you guys know who I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going the under?
Heel.
This is my no, I mean.
Oh, I agree with you here.
We talked about me being the antithesis of what you guys sort of represent, which is just Yankees baseball, Twitter.
Okay.
We kind of have to have the yin and the yang. But even if I wasn't trying to be that, I think this is a good bet. I think the Yankees will not win 103 games this year. That's a lot of games to win.
I agree with you. It's a preposterous ask, 103.
They are very good.
If it was 100, would you go under?
Yes. The reason I say that is it's just one kind of skid. That's all that it takes for them not to win over 100 games.
The injuries are piling up already.
We have some injuries, so that's why if you look now, the number's juiced on the under a little bit. It's at minus 160. I don't know if the number has dropped, if it went from like 103.5 to 102.5. I'm not sure because I just looked today on that. But they're a good team. But the AL East, you know, obviously the teams, that's down. It's down, but it's still competitive.
It's not an insult to be like, I don't think you're going to win 103 games.
I agree. So, I'm saying they're a good team, but that's really tough to do, and it's going to take one, even an average month. You know,
right.
You know, say they split the games and they have a 500 month, which is not a bad month to have. No. You know, you're not going to get to that number.
That's
averaging, what is it? I was doing the math. How many is that? It's like 17 wins a month.
Not a
bad month. The only thing is, what you have going for it is like, they're injured already. Severino's out for the whole season. He was out for all of last season, so kind of a wash there. Paxton's out for a little bit. Paxton missed a little bit last year. They have Cole. Huge difference as a starting pitcher to have Cole going. Stanton's hurt right now. Stanton was gone all of last year. They won 103 games last year.
Yeah.
They're adding Andujar's bat. They're adding Cole. That's the only difference. Like, if you take Seve and G out of the equation, they weren't part of the 103 win team. Yeah. So, who
cares? Think it's their I think, like, they could win 103 games if everything goes right. But as we all know, as we've seen already in spring training, like, things don't always go right.
Division got worse,
but I still think that 103 is like top for them. So like, I'm banking on some things going wrong and them having a few middling months.
I think it's a fair call.
And I think they win in the upper 90s. I think 97 to 98, that's like where I would put them.
That's where it's a good bet, cuz the Yankees could win 98 games and achieve their regular season goal. They could still win the East. There's a lot less bad teams around baseball this year. Yeah. So when you say that, betting-wise, I see it.
It's just a huge number.
It's a huge number. I think the counter would be centered around Gerrit Cole, because the Yankees just haven't had anything close to that. So, you know, if he can refresh the bullpen and you start talking yourself into little things, maybe they could stretch that out a little bit. I don't think it's terrible.
Okay, well, I'm going with it. I think that's a really good
bet. Go with it, girl.
And like I said, I put them at 98 wins this year. And I do have them winning the AL East.
Yeah, they don't need to win that many to win to win the AL East.
And it'll be interesting to see. Like, you know, one thing that I could see happening is they could clinch that AL East pretty early, start resting guys.
Chill.
I think they
clinch
will.
And chill. That's going
to
be the new T-shirts.
The only thing is, I think they can
that's a good shirt.
Continue to push for that first overall spot.
Okay.
Well, I was going to go back around mm-hmm. to your over, but this segues really well into my over pick.
Go ahead.
It's the Rays. What do you guys think the Rays over-under is at?
98.
No, not even close.
96.
I bet it's low 90s or upper 80s.
90.5.
I'd take the over on that.
They won 97 games last year. There's so many young guys on that team. Snell had a bad year last year.
About to hear from Meadows and Yarbrough on this episode.
If Glasnow can stay healthy. I mean, they have so much pitching.
Is that a new pitcher, Glasnow?
Glasnow.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Glasnow?
That's how we thought it was. I think it's Glasnow, because we did this for a while last year. It's Trev. Around there.
I was trying to.
I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Don't break
Trevor.
The RV.
Okay.
Jeez.
Get hot about it. Just so much young talent on that team. They've got lineup pieces they plug in. They have more young guys coming up. They lost Tommy Pham, but they got dudes who can play out there and replace him. Susugo's my guy.
He is your guy.
This is your first time seeing Soundboard Jimmy. He's a scary guy.
Is that him telling you to shut up?
He's a scary guy.
No, that's his guy
in
music.
He just tells me to shut up when he wants to shut up. But I think the Rays, the Red Sox were supposed to be good last year. They faded. Their intentions are much lesser this year. Sure, the Jays are a little better, but the Rays are a really well-run team. I mean, at 95?
I think it's a good pick. Both times I've hit the soundboard, I'm trying to find the clap button, but I overkill.
Swing and a miss.
I wasn't sure what happened there.
So I segued that because you were talking about the Yankees in the East, and the Rays also play there.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my over?
If it segues well, because either of you could.
I have a great segue, so sorry.
You got beat. You got beat.
Yeah, I don't have one.
As you said, Rays, 97 last year, 97 yeah. wins. Who'd they face in the wild card
The
game?
Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's.
I was thinking about it.
Over.
What is it?
It's less than that. I had it up. Let me get it real quick. They're at 89.5. Okay?
I like it.
I started looking at the roster because I'm like, that kind of seems a little fishy.
Sure.
89.5, this team just won 98 games last year. Okay? And they're returning pretty much everyone. Then I went and I started going through their starting rotation. I don't know a lot of those guys. You know, yeah. I know them, but they're not household names, not guys you would say this is going to lead this team to a 90-plus win season.
Right. Fires, Manea, Montas, Luzardo, and
Brett Anderson.
But then I started thinking about it. When have the A's ever had the household names? Besides when they have, you know, the Zitos and the Mulders and all that stuff. They find ways to get maximum value out of their players. They just know how to do it. They're very similar to the Rays and how they do that. So when you look around, we talked about how great their infield is.
Yeah.
You said sneaky best infield in the league. I don't think it's sneaky. I mean, I think Marcus Semien was almost the MVP last year.
Yeah.
So you got Chapman, you got Semien, you got Barreto, and you got Matt Olson. Defense is great there.
Yeah. All that extra room. Barely need to pitch.
You have the outfield that can go get it. They can hit the ball. They get the long ball. And if they get these guys to eat up some innings and have, you know, some decent years, and I guess the word's overachieve.
I have a point to make.
Go ahead.
Division got a lot better. Angels and Rangers both are in.
I'm so out on the Rangers, you know that.
But another team might have got worse in that division.
The Mariners got worse, and the Astros lost to Garrett Cole.
Astros might be in it. Not a tough spot this year, but they lost Garrett Cole. And I'm telling you, getting booed at every stadium they go to, they're going to have a miserable year this year.
Yeah.
They're not going to be the Astros regular season we've seen the past couple years.
They've been reading Pablo Neruda poems and crying, I heard.
Do you know Matt Olson? He's hot.
Good guy. You know, it's funny. When I went there for spring training, I was hitting BP with him and Chapman. And like I like the guys who are younger guys. And I told him, I said, hey, man. We're just on the field. I said, you got so much more pop in you. Like you're like do this. And he kind of like looked at me like, you know, okay, like whatever. Little did I know he doesn't need to do anything I said because he hits fucking mammo home runs. He was just fine the way he was. So I'm this guy coming and telling him like, hey, like this will give you more pop. He's like, I'm gonna hit like 40 in the big leagues every year. What the fuck have you done?
Hey, thanks for the helpers, yeah. But I'm actually pretty good.
But he's so simple. Like, you see his swing. It's like he's not generating. Like, he's generating power somehow, but not like a typical way. Like, you see guys. Like, we saw Josh Donaldson with the big leg kick and that big coil. And then you see him, and it's just like, dude, he just is still there. And boom.
36 homers in 127 games last year for Olson.
He's a stud. So when I talk about, like, Yankees, I think their best case is that, like, 103.
Right.
I think the best case for the A's is, like, a 96 again. So we're getting plus Sev.
They've got some serious pitching prospects coming up too with Puck and Luzardo. Is that the dude's name?
Like them. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, they just find ways to get it done.
Yeah. Are you in on the Angels at all?
It's hard to be.
Okay.
You know, I know they got better. Like Rendon obviously makes them a better team. And they're gonna have Shohei for more of the season this year, hopefully. But they just, man, it's like one of the, I can't, my mind can't imagine them. Like
being, I'm in the same boat.
Okay.
Good. But their lineup's scary. On paper.
Their lineup's
good. Lineup's, you know, it's like sneaky, like, is like forgotten about is Upton.
Yeah.
Like, what a stud. He's a stud player.
It's going to be an interesting year for him. He was hurt. He's getting a little older. He's hitting like 34. But, I mean, if he's not.
He's younger than that.
I think he's around there.
I think he's like 31.
That'd be crazy. I mean, that's
possible.
He's
31 or 32. He's not older than me. I know that for sure.
Let's see.
Jake's going to look it up.
Justin Upton is 32 and 185, August 25th.
Okay, so he's turning 33 this year.
So, yeah.
You know,
I think that's fair. I think you guys split that age battle.
Okay. I thought he was younger than me.
Speaking of
which he is, but.
Speaking of that, I'm going to transition us into my over.
What's your over, Jim?
The Dodgers.
Wow. Okay.
It's 101 games.
Okay.
I don't care. They got Mookie Betts. You got David Price, who's going to give him 30 quality starts, basically.
30 quality starts?
30 starts, 20 quality.
Take the under on that.
Well, whatever. He's a good guy to have in rotation.
I like David. Court. Yes.
Bueller, Kershaw, still do it. Their division sucks. It's a bunch of teams that are like, no one's going to give them a run for their money in their division. And they got 19 games against.
What's best case scenario for them? What's their win total if everything goes right?
Like 107, 108 games?
I was thinking more than that.
Like, if they just play good, I mean.
What's the record? What did the Mariners win that one year? 116?
116, I think, yeah. Pollock, Bellinger, Betts.
I could see them.
Muncy, Lux, Seager, Turner. Will Smith's going to be behind the dish. Bueller, Kershaw, Price, Urias, Wood. They have a bunch of other, like, pitchers that they can
Dustin
float.
Dustin May.
Yeah, they can float. They got Gratterall in the bullpen and Treinen in the bullpen now.
Yeah, Kenley, if he can.
That's kind of always been their
out.
Thing. That's been their Achilles heel. And you've seen that from a few teams over the years where they put this lineup together. Even the starting pitching is good, but the bullpen has to show up. But I can see them. I can see a top line for them at like 110. I think they can get there. And I think they want to.
And I think more importantly, what's their bottom line? Because none of us see a way they lose the division.
All right, hold on. So there's 19 games, or is it 18 or 19 against?
19.
19 times 4 is 76. The worst they could ever possibly do is, like, go 8-8 against each team. Like, I don't think it's possible that they're...
So in division?
Yeah, in division record, there's 76 games against the four teams. Like, I don't... with the Giants, giving it a 50-50 as the worst case is... That's not even the worst case.
Yeah.
So that'll balance out, you know, the Diamondbacks, whose worst case may actually be whatever. And so if you lose...
This is not a math pod.
Yeah, this is a slippery slope.
That's 38 games that they would lose right there in division. And that's the worst case. Then they got all the rest of the games, and they're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games.
I'm in for the Dodgers over. I think it's a good pick. It's scary because it's still a lot. Hunter's still a lot. Still a lot of games to win. But if there's going to be one team that's going to win 100 games...
Yeah,
and plus, it's going to be the Dodgers.
Good.
Good pick, kid.
I was close staying in that division. I was close to taking the over with the Padres for this because it's extremely low.
What is it?
It is a low number.
82.5.
I wouldn't.
You think they're going to finish under 500? Like, they should be good.
I wouldn't bet. I just wouldn't take that bet.
Tatis, Machado,
Do their rotation.
Fam.
I don't know. Fam. They got Fam.
Do their rotation. Their lineup's awesome.
The cowboy hat.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
They have they got
Paddock.
Paddock?
Yeah, Paddock is good, but it's going to be a second full season. Even if he's a stud, who else do they have?
All I've ever heard.
Lucchesi.
Paddock, Lamette, Richards, Davies, Lucchesi, Quantrill.
They're all young. And that's why they went and got Hosmer. That's why they went and got Machado, because they have these young guys, and they're like, this is going to be it. So if one or two of those guys makes the leap and gets there and does well.
I thought you said Juan. I thought you were about to say, like, if Juan, and then I was waiting for a last name. I thought
Juan
you were, like, Lagares. Like, if Juan Lagares.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that would have been my second.
I see what you're saying.
Because that's just for them to finish right above 500, I don't think that's far-fetched.
If two young guys click.
We talked about how the division is
worse.
I have
just as much confidence of them not doing that.
Okay.
So it's a 50-50 for me. I just wouldn't touch that.
All right,
it's a good line by Vegas.
So I went over with the A's.
A's.
I went under with the Yanks. You?
Over with the Rays, under with the Nats.
Under with the Tigers, over with the Dodgers.
You went with, like, the obvious ones. Like worst team, best team.
Wow.
But it's hard to do that.
But the Dodgers is still, like, I don't think I'm riding chalk taking the over there.
Do we want to do the other proppers real quick, or should we save those for a rainy day?
I think we save those and we throw it to our conversation with Austin Meadows. Or maybe we'll do a little bit after the conversation with Austin Meadows and Ryan Yarbrough.
Real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Miguel Sano, plus 4,500 to lead the league in homers. How many did he hit last year?
Twin stuff. What are we, 34
and
106 games?
34 and 106 games. We just saw him.
He's big.
I mean, I'm not saying he's going to lead the league in homers, but could he? At plus 4,500, I'd...
You couldn't. You wouldn't be surprised.
That's a sprinkle. I'd sprinkle a little bit on that.
Speaking of... Yeah? Say it, baby.
Looking at the Cy Young stuff.
Let your heart talk.
We want to keep going.
Sounds like
that's
we're
how
propping.
We are here. We just want to keep going.
Should we prop quick?
The Cy Young prop bet. Garrett Cole's the leader, obviously. Sale second.
I do not like Garrett Cole as a Cy Young winner this year.
Why? Because he's
heavy favorite.
He should have won it last year. Kluber's up there. I don't like a lot of these guys.
Kluber's up there. That's an interesting one. I'd short that one.
Dude, Clevenger, he got hurt. Seve, he's hurt. Sale was hurt last year. Verlander's old.
That's why I just did that. Oh, my God. Like, man. Sale?
I don't hate the Snell bet.
I like Snell.
Dude, I'd go all the way down to Bieber or Giolito.
I feel like I'm just being super biased because I really know these guys. But, like, I feel like that also means I have a good grasp on the situation if you really know something. Barrios, plus 1,800.
God, you love your twins.
No, I don't. That was a bad pick.
You love the Twins.
I like Barrios.
Tell me how he it's a bad like pick.
The guys, the Twins might win 100 games this year. They did last year.
You say this because you know him. I say this because it just feels like the Yanks just blow him up. Like, I've never been scared of him coming to Yankee Stadium.
He is a legitimate ace.
See? You might be right.
I am right.
From what I see, I've never combined those two thoughts in my head.
Honestly, if you were doing real betting, I think you sprinkle Cole because it's there.
Dude, I sprinkle Cole.
Just because the other option. Dude, look how far it drops off. Sale was dead last year.
I mean,
Verlander's getting
you're
old.
Getting plus 260 on a Cy Young.
Right, but that's why you put a little cheese on Glasnow and Snell, and then you're making paper. Such
that's
East
a,
Coast
that,
bias.
Those, let's just say this. I would not put anything on this. This is too ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
to even don't waste your money on something like that.
MVP odds are ridiculous. I think we got to save. Maybe that's a good tease.
We're teasing? What are we teasing?
I don't
just
tease.
More betting.
Not a teaser guy.
Not a teaser?
No.
Okay.
There's a nice gentleman's location called Teasers in bumfuck Oklahoma next time you're there.
And here to our interview with
Ryan Yarbrough and Austin Meadows.
5.8 ERA Barrios versus the Yankees. That's why those are the games I see. So that's why.
So then he had a 3, whatever it was, a low 3. So if he just regresses to the mean a little bit, you guys know that's a word we use a lot here.
Oh, I'm all over it.
Math pod.
Meds. And Yarbrough sat
good
down
dudes.
With us, and they were a ton of fun. So enjoy this interview with them.
We are joined by Rays studs, Austin Meadows, Ryan Yarbrough. Boys, how you doing?
We're excited, man. First day of camp here at home, so we're excited. First game, get
you
out of the way.
You were on the bump. How you feeling?
Clean. Like, everything felt good, so the first outing of the year, it's all you can really ask for. But
you got to – we'll do some baseball. We're going to hop around silly baseball.
That's fine.
You guys are already getting our vibes with the Roosevelt shirt and everything.
Love it.
You've got a gnarly arm slot, dude.
Just the funk, right?
When did that happen? Little League and it just kept going and the coat you were getting
I don't know.
People
if you asked me,
what?
I thought that was normal. Like, and then everyone kind of comes up to you and it's like, dude, like –
No, it's not normal.
What is that? Everyone comes around and was like, hey, dude, like that's some interesting arm slot. I'm like – Oh, I thought it was like throwing up top or something. And it's like, no, dude, that's some funk. And I'm like, okay, well, it feels like it's coming from like right here. So that's like the weirdest part about it.
So just born with that arm slot. That's
I guess
what felt
so.
Natural from the jump. That's cool.
Felt natural.
Have you seen that live? Have you guys done live BVP this year?
I've never faced you, have I?
Really?
No, I haven't.
Like in AAA before you got traded over.
Yeah, that's fine with me, though.
Yeah, you're good with that?
I'm good with that.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Spring's here, man.
Spring's here.
You got a – I mean, last year, you kind of went nuts, dude. You were awesome. When we – our roots are Yankee fans.
Yeah.
And so, like, we saw the stats climbing up, and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see it. And then we saw it, and you're like, okay, this dude's a problem.
Now we have someone to be scared of in the Rays line. It was bullshit.
How'd that feel? Like, when you come up and do it. You got 2 years now. I was in the stats. When you come up and do it, are you like, yes? Like, after the season.
Right.
Because in the season, I'm sure you're pretty locked in.
Yeah, or when did you have the moment where you were like, okay.
I just raked as an MLB player.
Right. Well, I knew when I was an all-star last year, I kind of knew that I fit in,
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of belong here and whatnot. But sitting around, at home in the off-season, hanging out, kind of – that's when it kind of hits you, like, it was a great year. When you come into spring training this year, I'm in a lot different spot than I was coming into spring training last year, trying to make the squad last year and trying to, prove myself, and now being able to do that this past season. Definitely in a different spot this year.
Yeah. Damn.
Is it nice having spring training in your home state? I mean, you guys don't have to travel at all, like everyone else. But you don't get Tampa, though. That's kind of – would you want Tampa? Would you want it to be the same exact – area?
I wouldn't mind that at all.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all. I mean, they used to have spring training there in St. Pete, and then they moved down here, so they did it for a while, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it made too much sense or something, but no, it's like, we like it down here, obviously, and everyone kind of commutes it here, but I live in Tampa in the off season, so like being there year round would be super easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Were you guys fast friends on the team? Like, we're getting into this baseball world. We were kind of outside. He's doing the breakdown, silly stuff. We've Trevor Plouffe kind of brought us in a little. We've heard the term taster. We're yeah. big on that now. Yeah. I'm a big,
we're
I'm
here.
A big
we know.
Taster. I'm a huge taster. All right. Can it be an endearing term? Like, can you be someone's kind of a taster, or is it like, that's bad?
You got it.
Like, I mean, I love the honesty, though, personally. It's okay, like.
Oh, I'm all about it.
All about it, yeah. man. I can appreciate that. Like, if someone's like, no, I'm not, and then they just start doing it, it's like, okay, like, take it easy. But, like, no, like.
Like, are you guys.
Straight from the get-go.
You guys are flying out. Are you guys flight buddies? Who's your flight buddies?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, no.
We're not flight buddies.
Oh, damn.
Did he go Forrest Gump on you?
turn the camera off.
I don't know who you sit next to.
You don't play cards with me, do you?
No, I don't play cards. I'm sleeping on the plane.
We play this game called Pasoy on the plane, and I sit with Blake Snell, and we just go at it the entire trip. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we'll play cards, and it makes the flights go quicker. I'm not a good flyer, so gets my mind off of
That's
it.
That's good.
Have Blake in that prospect, Matt?
The
slapdick prospect.
I can't say that, right?
No.
On our end, you can say whatever you want.
No, I don't think because he's not here in camp. So
I haven't met him yet. No,
no, I don't think they've shown up.
I think Blake reached out to him.
Yeah, I think they, from what I read, he did. But I don't think anybody's kind
of
like
no one. It
messed
wasn't,
with
it
him
wasn't
about
that
it
big
yet.
Deal
no.
Right.
No.
That was tough.
It was just like such
a tough start.
Such a real moment, though.
Well,
like
yeah.
he's in the middle of something. Like, and obviously, him and Fam were close, and obviously, we all love Tommy. She's all part of the business, but just about as real moment as you can get. It's like, what the heck? It's like it's just kind of classic.
Mouthful of ice.
Yeah.
And you guys were both traded, right?
Yes.
How was it? Did you guys have like? Was that your welcome to the business moment, or was it kind of like, all right, I'm just going to go play ball? Or
yeah, I mean, when I got traded, I found out on the ticker on the bottom of the TV.
Really?
That's fucked, man.
Yeah,
How does that happen?
Everyone says that.
I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but I was working out. Meadows and Glass now.
Okay.
Or Archer.
And then you just go look at your phone.
That's crazy.
Or what?
Yeah, you just go to your phone, and then you're like, is this real? What's going on? And then they pull you out of the locker room, and they get me and Tyler. Put them in the training room where we can talk to nobody, and then all of a sudden, yeah, you're traded. See ya.
Damn.
Oh, jeez.
So it wasn't too good for me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, did you see the ticker today? It's true. You need to leave.
No, similar thing. I was at it was before spring training. We had like a pitcher's camp in like early January, and I was with the Mariners, and they just get pulled aside off the field, like, hey, like, don't warm up with everyone, and everyone's just staring at you. And it's like, I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, like, you might be traded right here now. It's like they're working it out right now. And then, like, 20 minutes later, like, okay, yeah, here's the phone. Like, it's our GM. And it's like, hey, man, yeah, we just traded you. It's all part of it. And, yeah, it's like when I was still in the minors, it's like, oh, crap. Like, you're just out there playing baseball with all your buddies and guys you get drafted with. And then you said, okay, it's a business and these things kind of things happen. So it's definitely eye-opening.
There's a room of guys just taking, like, a place card of your name, just moving around. That's, like, weird to think. That you're just playing ball and there's like a group of guys out there. We saw some of the boards at the Braves thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. We walked down the wrong room.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, we accidentally found ourselves in like their like analytics department. We were like, oh my god.
Okay.
The 10-person depth chart at every position, and we're
gosh.
I don't think we're supposed to be here.
Snap a couple picks and leave.
I think we got to ask them our fun spring training question, and that'll bring us into the weird a little bit.
All right,
I think
easy.
This is a fun one.
It's easy. Nine of you. Versus nine of him in a game. Who wins?
You're fielding, you're pitching.
Gosh.
It's tough.
That's all. I mean, he's a position player, so he gets like nine at bats or like eight at bats. Nine at bats.
But you think
tight.
You. But it's.
Yeah, I can
lefty
appreciate
on lefty.
That.
What, can you pitch at all?
Okay.
I don't know. I'd be curious. Like,
I've been curious. Do you size up every position player?
You're
like, nah,
you have to.
That
yeah,
guy can't.
Hey, come on. We can't hit. So, like, we got to be a little protective about this stuff. But, no. I mean, like, okay, like, you ask every single position player, okay, you get off the mound. What are you throwing? How hard are you throwing off the mound?
88 to 92.
Realistically?
Yeah.
Or are you, like, just like, or are you just, like, saying that right now?
No, I'm serious.
Okay. All right. That's all I'm asking.
Healthy arm, yeah.
Healthy.
I'm good to go.
It's okay.
You mixing other stuff in? What's your pitch mix?
Change up.
Okay.
Fastball change up.
Okay.
I know I throw a cutter too, right? This right here. Then
you think you'll be able to catch that as well?
Yeah, you can. It's tough, man.
Everyone's a lefty catcher, man.
Yeah, true. No.
I'm ready for it.
What is the disadvantage? Bold. Like, it's something about throwing to one specific base, right?
I mean, guys.
Well,
don't
it's because
run
there's more righties.
But what are you saying?
The lefty catchers.
Lefty
Jake.
Catchers.
I've seen a guy that basically caught it left-handed, and then would like take his glove off and throw it.
Did he only have one hand?
Like yeah. Jim Abbott? Like
yeah. Yeah. It's a big detail.
That is
he wasn't just he wasn't just waving with the other
yeah,
one.
I didn't want to say it.
Okay. It was cool. I've seen that video too.
Yeah.
But I think it's because there's more righty batters, so to throw the runner out at third and
I think
stuff,
that's what it is,
because
I feel like to second it shouldn't really matter.
It's crazy, like, the weird rules about that. Like, someone asked me once, like, why are there no lefty second basemen? It's like, yeah, a lot of lefties got a hard time being an infielder.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean,
turning the double
play,
right?
Yeah. A nightmare.
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare.
That'd be fun to watch.
But catchers, like, guys don't steal anymore. Like, no. Did you get swipes last year?
I got some swipes.
You run a little
yeah,
bit?
I got the red light, though, a lot. Catchers. They just hit home runs. Just worry about home runs. And that's right. It.
That's it. That's easy.
Is it a sneaky red light or is it just like a no?
It's like a no.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard no.
Stop. That's funny. What, off the field, what are you guys in? We got Netflix stuff? Any readers? Like, what's going on?
I like to fish a ton.
Okay.
A ton. But that's about it. My wife's here. We have our dog. I like to go out to eat a lot.
Okay.
I like
Cooper?
To eat a lot. Who?
Is your dog's name Cooper?
No.
That's my dog's name.
Whoa. We were
close enough. I love it.
We were given notes. I read him through once,
yeah,
but we didn't have
right.
time to study.
Making him have to think there for a second. It's like, oh, crap. Is that my dog's name?
copied your dog's name.
Fishing, dog, food. I could get into
fishing,
that.
Fishing, dog, food, yeah. That's my thing.
That's a full day
wife.
Right there.
Yeah. With the wife in there.
Yeah.
No. Baseball. Wife, it's like Florida. It's just spring training life.
Right.
It's your everyday, all life. That's
right.
Cool.
Napping.
It's not bad.
Well, boats and homers, is that what?
Yeah.
I have a shirt, yeah, boats and homers.
Okay.
It's a good shirt.
I did a photo shoot and on the boat. I went out on the boat in Tampa Bay, and I went in full jersey. And I got in the water and everything, had the pole and everything on the, you know, whatever. And then they made a shirt out of it. With me standing on the boats and homers.
They should make a fishing rod that's a baseball bat, and then you BP
to
cast a line. You throw a little bob and just fucking hit a home run.
Okay. That's great.
And then you catch a fish.
And yeah, this is Shark Tank now. Okay, what else you guys?
There goes my great idea. I mean, shoot. Oh man.
No. The note said Ryan likes watching documentaries.
Documentaries, okay. Wow. A little bit,
okay.
Here and there. Like, we're the exact opposite. He'll like go out, didn't like on an off day. Like, I just want to like relax and do nothing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not me.
Like my wife's here too, and we'll just like, just hang out at the house. We'll go to get some coffee shops, stuff like that. But I just want to like lay on my couch and like relax with my dog and do nothing really.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper.
As
yeah.
we covered. Did we get your dog's name?
Maylee.
We got to pump Maylee?
Maylee.
Yeah,
okay.
Maylee.
We got to.
Not bad.
We'll
not
give
Bailey.
Both dogs
Maylee.
Love. We don't
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's a dog show.
You guys dog people? That's the real question now.
Jake's a dog guy.
I'm a giant dog person.
Yeah. He's got a giant
doodle.
Dog. His dog's the Ooh. Size of him.
Oh, wow.
And that's not a joke. When it's on its hind legs, it's taller than your.
It.
Not a dog guy.
obviously.
He's a beautiful creature.
Oh.
He doesn't shed. That's
he's giant. Yeah, hypoallergenic. Huge. Yeah, we get some hate because it's like adopt, don't shop, and I get that. Girlfriend is allergic to the hair or whatever, so like I can kind of play that card, but love it.
Like, adopt, don't shop, that's like a saying?
Yeah.
Cool. I know
yeah,
that.
I never heard of that.
Talking dogs, man.
Yeah.
I had a podcast.
I had a dog. He was named after Don Zimmer. He lived a long, good life. Good. And that's the dog I like.
How do the Tampa fans treat you guys? I mean, are you guys below? I mean, again, Yankee roots, you know, I don't want to say Tampa. It gets viewed differently because you're at the Trop. You know, the fans kind of didn't roll through. The wild card game, was it this year? Or no, this year was in Oakland, right?
It was in Oakland this year, and then we had the two games in
the DS
at home. And
but
those
they
were
showed out.
Dude, was,
that was
awesome. Unbelievable.
Yes, it needs to be like that more. That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah.
They had the little towels, like,
that was
swinging
that was cool.
and going
it was kinda
crazy.
Distracting, though. The yellow towels? I thought it was a little distracting.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
wow.
they should do that when we're hitting. Maybe, like, when
okay.
they're hitting.
Put it, yeah,
we
right,
could,
yeah.
We
okay.
could spread that.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let them know.
A little awareness.
We'll get white towels out there so they can't see a thing. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Has the catwalk got you yet? Has it hurt you? Has it helped you yet? Catwalk speakers?
Both of you, yeah.
You've definitely whacked it a couple times, right?
I've hit it, yeah, BP and stuff. But nothing up top. When you're an outfielder, oof, man. When that ball hits the catwalk
it's
and you have to catch it, no chance. So it can be for both sides. It's a disadvantage sometimes for both sides.
I don't think you were there yet, but the Yankees, Clint Frazier, One of you guys played with
I
him.
I was, I think, we were at home. Yeah, someone yeah. like hit off the speaker. Or
it would have
yeah,
been a would have been a go ahead home run in the ninth inning. Instead, hit the speaker.
I think Hetchavarria
just yeah. caught it. Casually caught it. Clint got sent down
sent
the next
down.
Day.
Oh. I grew up with him. Did you guys know that?
No,
I did. Yeah, I did because of the notes. The
notes.
Little League.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
He didn't read the notes.
Georgia.
Yeah. Georgia okay. Boys. Yeah. Yep.
What's your, I mean, like Little League were you guys playing or like?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
We've known each other at a very young age.
That's cool.
I can't imagine that, dude.
Yeah.
Have you had that? Like, I
why?
I
we've
we
been talking sports since we were 14
yeah,
and now
we
look
have.
At us.
Yeah. Arguing over chicken sandwiches at lunch
oh,
and
man.
Now we're here. But that's got to be nuts, man, because I feel, actually, now that I'm going back, I'm hearing my Little League coaches giving us speeches, and it's like, you might not make it. I feel like you guys didn't get the same speeches I was getting as a youngster,
man.
But.
No.
All right. And we got emotional. We got emotional.
I have a tough question for you, and we may have to answer it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You're in eighth inning, two outs.
Oh, no.
Get pulled.
Yeah. Well, ninth inning, but.
Yeah,
right,
well,
right.
8 2/3 is where my
yeah.
brain was
no,
working to there.
Baltimore?
You had
no,
to be.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
that was when I blew the perfect game, but no. Well, yeah, just the shift.
Wouldn't say blew it. But.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say blew. That's a tough word. That's a different story.
Yeah.
Though.
Wait, so the shift got you once, and then.
That was when Baltimore, when Stanek and I had the perfect game going into. Ooh, look at that.
Bugs. That was two bugs, two bugs hanging out.
We've never Whoa. Seen those before?
No.
Are those the stink, the love bugs
love
or whatever?
Love bugs, man. Yeah.
My girlfriend told me about those, and I thought she was messing with me.
Terrible.
Well, I was just about to die.
No, they were made in, like, a lab.
Yes, they were made
at the University
of Florida.
To, like, control the mosquito population.
What?
And then they just, like,
yes,
spread like wildfire, and now they're everywhere.
I thought my girl was messing with me, and she told me that story, and she's like, no, that's real.
Science bug just landed on me?
Yes.
Science bug.
You just got science bug.
That's awesome.
Speaking of science bug.
Anyway, that had to suck.
Yeah, no, it's... No one's ever going to be, like, happy about that.
Right.
And obviously, talking to Cash after, it like, he told me why it happened, and we ended up winning the game, so. But
what,
at the same
was,
time,
what did he tell you?
It was just, it was more about matchup base.
Where you were like, but Cash.
But
yeah, like,
but
what was
that?
I've been doing
out.
It for a
Who was
while.
It was
Domingo Santana, right?
Yeah, it was two outs, him. And it was
yeah,
Domingo Santana, and then we brought in Pagan.
Right,
and then
right,
they,
right.
Pinch hitted, I think it was Narvaez for him.
Yeah.
Either way, it was like three.
He grounded
pitches
out.
Later.
He grounded
yeah.
out to second,
and it was like, all right.
I could have done that. In fact, I was doing that.
Yeah, it was going pretty well. So, and then obviously those
pretty well.
Thing. Yeah.
Is it hard to buy in, or is it easy to buy into the opener and the bulk guys? And because you went through the whole thing,
right.
And then kind of they were like, all right, well, he's a starter.
Yeah, I think it was at first. It was I think it was more of we were had a couple of young guys and just about kind of. Getting our feet wet and kind of easing our way into it. And then, obviously, the first when we started doing it, we had a lot of success. But then, like you said, last year we had some injuries where I was able to kind of step up a little bit and finally get a chance to start. And, obviously, kind of the rest is history. And hopefully, so I'm here to kind of compete and prove to them I can continue to do that. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do you ever tell Kiermaier, like, get out of here, dude. I got
Ooh.
It. I'm under the ball. I got it.
Well... He's a really good outfielder.
He's got range.
He's got range.
We'll give him that.
He tracked one. He tracked one down today.
Yeah.
How was I looked like it
yeah.
was in the gap.
Yeah. I can always hear his footsteps. He's coming in hot. So, if he calls me off, even if it's a ball and right, I'm just like, okay,
you're good.
You're good.
You got
it.
That's a good
attitude. That's a good attitude.
Whatever, man. You got gold gloves. Whatever. Just take it. I'll take the play off. No.
I'm
no. He does catch a lot of balls that okay. we don't think he'll catch.
I got one more question.
One more,
and
then
we'll
try the
it's
game.
A yeah, we'll try the game. It's a personal one. That the game last year with the Red Sox with like the 40-minute delay because the umps and Cora were confused.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst thing I've ever sat through. How did it feel to be like on the field? Was it
I
just awful?
Were we was I throwing?
Do you remember
that,
that?
I don't know who was throwing that. Day.
What was the delay about?
Oh, it was Cora was being a dummy.
It was something about the lineup.
Cora and Angel Hernandez.
Oh, it was the lineup thing. Right,
yeah,
right,
Cora
right,
and Angel
right,
Hernandez
right.
were both just being dumb. I had to do a breakdown on it because people were like, explain this to me. And I was like, oh, it took me 2 hours. So I hate that game. But I can't even imagine sitting there and being like, are you kidding me?
I just wonder what's like going through their minds and like, okay, what is he arguing first off? And then like trying to thought process it. Was that when like we were doing one of those where we had like,
did
the,
a, like a double
Kolarik,
double?
I think it was
double.
Kolarik came into pitch and then went to first base
yeah,
or something,
and
tried to come back. And then it just became, I don't know what just happened there. Everyone was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then we're like, they're trying to explain and they're coming, going back and forth. We're like, just trying to play some baseball here. And
yeah.
just, Yeah, those things
are
kind of
enough delays,
little,
man. We don't need any more of that.
Would you want to go play first for like one out? If that was called upon, we'd be like, oh yeah, or would you be scared shitless?
Both a little bit.
All right, that's
like,
fair.
Honesty, right?
I think that's
like,
the correct
honestly,
answer.
I would do it.
You don't
I think I'd have
to stand there. Well, that's all you have to do.
That's what everyone says until the ball's hit at you, right?
Like, just don't even go for it.
The other pitcher like comes up to me after. He's like, dude, why don't you get that? It's like, I don't know.
The Yankees did it with Brian Mitchell, and the first pitch was a foul ball, like right to him, like barely up, and it.
Oh,
and Aroldis Chapman was on the mound, who you don't want to make mad, and he the love bug.
There it is, man.
So I just killed science.
It's on you. Don't hit it to me.
What about the three batter rule now? Well, that's gonna do some.
Yeah, I guess he won't be able to do it unless you want him to go more than three batters.
Yeah, that's true.
That is interesting. They also the three batter rule, like you can still end the inning, so it's barely.
Yeah.
Right.
Barely,
right.
I don't think it'll be there as much, but.
All right. Well, we're gonna play a card game now if that's cool with
unless
you guys.
Unless you guys have any final questions for us.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like you have like all cards.
I had someone for him, so it's like okay, you're. They're very like.
There we go. Sure.
You're what?
Well, obviously, you know why we're so intent right now?
And why? No one has asked questions yet, or what?
No, we'll semi-throw him under the bus.
It's not under the bus.
Higashioka,
okay,
Yankees catcher. Yeah, we had him on, and he was cool, but he's pretty reserved, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And
we
so,
said
so we
questions
were silly,
for us.
And he's having a good time, but you know, kind of quiet. And then at the end, we're like, "Hey, you got some questions for us?" And he goes. No, I'm kind of not a small talk guy. And we're like, this podcast. This is kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
No, okay. Obviously, you do your Gruden impressions and everything.
Okay.
Have you actually met him yet? Or like, has Gruden. He like reached out to you or like kind of given you some tips about how your impression is or anything?
I haven't gone hardcore on that.
There's, okay.
There, have you seen like the fake Gruden online? Foul Gruden or something?
It's foul.
What happened?
Fouks.
I don't know if I've seen it. He does these Gruden impressions
it's
that are
right.
like really good. It's like on Monday night, right?
It's nice.
Yeah,
of you.
I gotta throw you up, man. You got a little bit of the Chucky if you got the eyebrow going there. I gotta throw you up, man. Austin Meadows, watching that guy hit the ball. If I had 9 Austin Meadows all over the field, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Step on wood if you're with me.
But notice impressions. I mean, they have a short
shelf
life. Like you can't hammer it to death.
Yeah.
But if I met Gruden, I'd do it. But it's honestly Caliendo's impression. I can do a lot of Caliendo's impressions, but
he's
I can't do impressions on my own, which is, like, really pathetic. Or it's maybe
he's
it's
got a real good Shaggy.
From, like, Scooby-Doo?
I don't know if I can do that into the mic.
Sure you can.
Can I?
I'll lower you a little.
Man.
Are my wives were in on that one.
That's his talent.
It's pathetic. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I just had a weird childhood. I was either humor or I was sports, and like that's it. Like people talk about like the Disney movies and stuff. Like he was kind of locked into that. Like I missed all of it. Like I got nothing.
Come on, you never saw. Not like even like when Disney Plus, you never wanted to go back and watch like the Disney Channel original movies. Come on,
he
like,
didn't
a
watch like you
I
know how them, you know
dude?
How normal
you
kids
all
go.
The Disney movies?
Normal kids go like Nickelodeon. They go like Nickelodeon, then Disney Channel, then MTV, and that's like the progression.
Right.
He skipped all of that at 5 years old. He was just watching sports and Sports Center.
Yeah.
So that's how his brain works.
Like sports or humor, I got you. Anything else, I'm gone. I'm useless.
He doesn't have Spotify. This is the weirdest thing about you. Okay. He doesn't have Spotify or iTunes or anything on any of his laptops or his phone.
He listen to YouTube?
Yes. That's the only way he consumes music.
Wow.
He watches YouTube
that's
videos.
Really?
No, dude, I'm just really bad with technology. The one.
Don't you have a podcast?
No,
it is.
No, I have one pet peeve. I have a couple. If I try to give a business money and they can't accept it for whatever reason, like that gets me. That brings out the old
so
guy.
So he tried
me.
To get Spotify. They declined his card, and now he's got a big fucking Spotify forever.
Honestly, it was probably the one day that their site like wasn't working or whatever.
I mean, it had to be user error. You're bad at technology.
No, I just think they were having a bad day, and I tried 3 times. It didn't happen, and I'm out.
You're done for life now,
I'm
right?
Done. Now they don't get this. They don't get this business, so. Thank you for the question.
No, you're good, man.
Appreciate it.
I was curious.
Austin, if you want it. If not.
If I want what?
If you got a question.
Come on, what do you got, man?
I wanted to see this card game.
Yeah, he's in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you're listening on the podcast, go to YouTube now.
That's business. That's business.
All right, thanks. And you heard at the end of that, we did do a YouTube video with those guys. It's not edited or up yet, but it will be up. It was a ton of fun. They were great. Call them Meds. That's something he wanted
meds.
To.
We're pushing that.
Yeah, he put on the back of his jersey, Trev didn't hear this interview yet, M-E-A-D-S, but he pronounces it Meds, but the announcer called him Meads, and he
I
didn't
can
like
see
it.
That. Yeah. Do that too.
Adds up. That's how I would say it.
Yeah.
So call them Meds. They were awesome. Hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next time. Jake, tell them something as I pull up the outro music.
Thanks to their wives who hung out while we were interviewing them. They were having a blast too. And, get big Rays episode for me. Huge Rays.
And you hate the Nationals, which I think is just mean.
Yankees. They're going to lose more games.
It's actually genius because they won it all last year, so they don't give a shit what I'm going to say.
Why'd you do this?